The man convicted in the attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, has just been sentenced. David DePapp getting 30 years in prison. That sentencing just handed down in federal court. Christine Pelosi read the victim impact statements on behalf of her parents. One quote from Paul Pelosi, her father, who was attacked. "We cannot fully remove the stain on the floor where I bled." From Nancy Pelosi, the former House Speaker, "The blood is impossible to ignore. Our home remains a heartbreaking crime scene." CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says David DePapp isn't done with the legal system yet.
He is presently on trial in state court, facing state criminal charges that include attempted murder and other felonies.
And again, 30 years in his federal trial. It's been a day of devastating news for three families hoping for the best nearly 8 months after their loved ones were taken hostage during the Hamas attack on Israel. CBS's Robert Berger.
The Israeli military says it recovered the bodies of three hostages during a special operation in Gaza and brought them back to Israel. The three were killed by Hamas gunmen at a music festival in southern Israel on October 7th, and their bodies were taken to Gaza. It's a heartbreak for the families who hope that their loved ones were still alive.
In and around Houston, chainsaws rule during the cleanup from last night's severe storms. There's heavy damage and at least four deaths are attributed to the storms, which also left some 700,000 customers without power. Mayor John Whitmire says it's also a traffic nightmare.
We have 2,500 traffic lights not functioning. They're a priority. Center Point's trying to re-energize them.
The world's top golfer is back on the PGA course in Louisville just hours after he was arrested during a traffic stop that happened this morning. And President Biden has marked the 70th anniversary of a landmark civil rights decision by the Supreme Court.
In Brown v. Board of Education, the Supreme Court said separate but equal was unconstitutional. The president said many lessons have been learned from that.
When we make real the promise of America for all Americans, the nation changes for the better, everything from the economy to everything grows.
Starting with education.
How can we have the strongest economy in the world without the best education in the world?
Adding his administration has invested billions in education, including at historically black colleges and universities. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 61, the NASDAQ down 26. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Slow down and relax for a sweet treat. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A former Racine Unified staffer charged with sexually assaulting two students this week had previously worked for Kenosha Unified 2 years ago. Milwaukee County investigators are extending their search to the beaches in Racine and Kenosha in connection with the death of Sade Robinson in Milwaukee. A suspect is currently in custody for her homicide. What's called the Racine Recall Committee will provide an update on the recall effort against Robin Voss in a press conference Monday. It'll feature former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman and other Republicans in Union Grove. Bob Ertl, a longtime advocate for Racine and a key figure in the creation of the Kids Cove Playground, will have his final wishes fulfilled as volunteers touch up the paint on the playground tomorrow. And Festival Park comes alive again in Racine with a beer garden festival. That runs today and tomorrow. It's free. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers, tonight in Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a three-game series against the Astros. Freddy Peralta gets the start tonight. Is there concern Minute Maid Park has been a tough place to get a win for Milwaukee?
Not really, but, you know, we have to understand that they are a very good team. But I know that we have to give them some respect because they play the game the good way, and they play hard all the time, especially against us.
College football. The Wisconsin Badgers announcing this week their game against Alabama at Lambeau Field. I asked Luke Fickell how his defensive front seven looks year two into his program.
I really believe we're in a good place. I believe we've got some of that. I think we've got some at all levels to be able to create pressure. And I think we're in a better spot. I think it's challenging. I think it's made it really difficult on the offensive line just because of the ability to roll some of those guys in there, which I think is a really good thing in the long run for all of us.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
WRJN weather. Mostly sunny and cooler today. Highs only climb to the mid-60s due to the northeast wind coming off the lake. More patchy fog is possible tonight and through tomorrow morning. Then sunshine takes over tomorrow and highs rebound to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
And timeless hits on WRJN. It's the Beach Boys and California Girls. Brian Wilson was talking with Rolling Stone magazine one time about writing California Girls. He says the problem with writing a song like that is it's hard to top it. He says, I sit at the piano and try, but all I want to do is rewrite California Girls. He says, how am I going to do something better than that? Here's the Lemon Pipers. This is Green Tambourine on WRJN.
Tambourine. a dime before I walk away. Any song you want, I'll gladly play. Money feeds my music machine. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
Radio Park to West Racine, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
knocking at the door. I'm looking at my girlfriend, she passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. Don't know what it is, I don't wanna see no more. Mama told me not to come.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Stuart J. Waddles, how are you?
Hey, Kurt. Very well. How are you doing?
Doing well. Now, you're a little bit younger than I am, and my kids are all grown now. I've got a 22-year-old and a 26-year-old, almost 27-year-old. How old are your kids?
Oh, 8, 7, and freshly 3.
Oh, my
goodness. Little girl
just
turned 3. Still having to brush her teeth, so that's always fun.
You're the one in charge of bedtime?
Not really. My wife does it, but, I mean, we're kind of tag-teaming it. There's the two older ones go to bed at the same time, and I'll stay up with the younger one while she puts the two older ones to bed and then comes and grabs a little one, and kind of a tag-team effort.
We were, when my boys were little, we were almost like two single parents because I worked early in the morning. You know, I did the morning show. Mm-hmm. And I worked early in the morning and early in the day. And then oftentimes my wife worked like almost like second shift. And so it was like she was a single parent during the day and I was a single parent at night. Now, that was difficult at times.
Yeah.
But the good thing was I think we once paid for a babysitter.
Yeah.
We just never had to do it.
That helps. Yeah, especially
exactly.
These days. It'd be probably given inflation and everything. You'd probably make it 30% more.
Yeah. Take out a loan.
Right.
All right. You're going to keep us up to date with local news throughout the day?
I'm going to do my darndest.
On WRJN.
Because you want to hear bacon and eggs on your outdoor griddle, not the scraping of rust. Introducing the Weber Slate Rust-Resistant Griddle. Stays ready, not rusty, with a carbon steel cooktop pre-seasoned and ready to cook on right out of the box. The Weber Slate heats evenly edge to edge up to 500 degrees. All you'll hear is the gasp of amazement from friends and family when you serve the food. Cooking with the Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle just sounds delicious and tastes even better.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun,
yes!
Grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
This is Don Rosen. Come join me for local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Thanks for listening, but remember, we're part of the bigger, larger Civic Media Network. You can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. You can download the app at civicmedia.us. Here are the Bee Gees on WRJN.
There's a light, a certain light.
love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. Somebody, the way I love you.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Let's get you into the news center.
This report is sponsored by Marcy's on Main. Their all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The former Racine Unified staffer charged with sexually assaulting two students had worked for Kenosha Unified 2 years ago. 36-year-old Jamil Sanders resigned from Indian Trail in Kenosha in 2022, then went to work for the 21st Century Preparatory School in Racine. That's where he's accused of sexually assaulting two students aged 12 and 14. A $10,000 bond has been set on two felony charges. The final wishes of a longtime advocate for Racine will be fulfilled this weekend. Bob Ertl spent a lifetime taking up causes in Racine and helped lead the effort for the creation of the Kids Cove Playground over 20 years ago. He passed recently at the age of 81, and the Friends of the Kids Cove organization says he wanted to touch up the paint on the lakefront play area. So that's happening tomorrow. Those looking to play at the park will have to wait. Those looking to help can show up at 9 and help with Bob's request. Military personnel visiting the museum can benefit from a special discount starting this weekend. The Racine Art Museum has joined the Blue Star Museum's initiative, offering complimentary admission to active duty military members and their families. There are reduced rates for retired personnel. Racine's Festival Park will be active into the evening. A beer garden event is going on with live music. Admission is free. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by Lee's Deli, serving Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Mostly sunny and cooler today as highs only climb to the mid-60s due to the northeast wind coming off the lake. More patchy fog is possible tonight and through tomorrow morning, but then sunshine takes over tomorrow and highs rebound to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Choose the city. Some other.
Elton John, Philadelphia Freedom on WRJN. You know, Bernie Taupin wrote the lyrics for most Elton John songs, but Elton would occasionally suggest titles, and he requested a song with the title Philadelphia Freedom in honor of his friend, tennis player Billie Jean King. Now, at the time, there was a professional tennis league in America called World Team Tennis, and in 1974, King coached a team called the Philadelphia Freedoms, becoming one of the first women to ever coach men. You're the Four Tops. Can't help myself. On WRJN.
When you make me cry, you say you're gonna leave.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, the Brewers had yesterday off. They're back in action tonight. First pitch is at 7:10. You can hear the game and every Brewers game right here on WRJN. Here's CCR down on the corner.
Down on the corner, out in the
Timeless Hits on WRJN. There's Gary Lewis and the Playboys, and everybody loves a clown. I'm Kurt Vollman. So glad to be back. Thanks for being with us. A study found that if you can only get exercise on the weekend, you're still in as good a shape as people who exercise every day. Now, knowing that will save me a lot of time every morning. Now, if they could just find something similar about taking showers, that would be great.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between DePere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Telling me that you're near. You're soft, gentle, but you're there. Bring down my
Timeless Hits on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Local news coming up at the top of the hour.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Cool, 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 cool. This is Robinson.
Jesus loves you more than you will.